Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver that every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat out about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Light day for celebrations today. I guess maybe we are celebrating. Heavy time. Holy cow, we got a good morning shout out to Miss Christy already on the Facebook channel. So we are watching on the Facebook channel, Miss Christy. All right. Christy's got her own following now, going big time. So we're celebrating today. There's only one item to celebrate today, so we guess we'll stick with it. National Chocolate with Almonds Day. I think we can go with chocolate with almonds. We like chocolate with almonds. We like chocolate with almost anything. Moving along, checking the markets this morning. It's been a down day on the markets, down 151 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average as I speak to you right now. So the Dow is moving southbound, S&P 500 down 18, the NASDAQ down 82 points as we speak. Ow! Oil up 54 cents a barrel, so we're watching that one for you. Wonder what that has to do with gasoline. We will be checking out the gas prices for you as well, see where that's going. If I can get this computer to start working for me this morning. It seems to be a little sluggish today. Maybe my computer knows that it's Monday morning also. It's got that Monday morning after a long holiday. Hope you had a great holiday, a holiday weekend, an enjoyable time celebrating our country. Hope it was safe for you. I'm not sure about the sanity part. You have to start off sane in order to be sane, I guess, so it might leave me out a little bit. Might leave me out a lot of bit. But we'll continue watching that one for you as well, the gasoline prices. Hopefully you had a good 4th of July. If you were here in the Anaheim Hills area, how about that events all day long, starting at about 7 o'clock in the morning with the 5K, 10K dog show after that. Nice parade, about 80 entries in the parade. 10,000 people is what the police department tells us was on the parade route. 10,000 people on the Anaheim Hills parade route, followed by five bands and a fireworks show that was twice as long as what they had in Washington, D.C. And we didn't even have any rain here for our fireworks show. They got rain in D.C., so we got to enjoy our fireworks show without rain. But it was a great show when you think about five bands, 28-minute show, starts at 3 in the afternoon, ended up at 9:30 in the evening. About 40,000 people is what the Anaheim Police Department estimates the crowd to be. 40,000 people having a good time in one park. That was a lot of work. The volunteers there did a great job with the event, so that was a very, very enjoyable time. I must say that my family helps volunteer with that. But the volunteers, all volunteer group, did a great time with that event on the 4th of July. So I hope you had a good time watching that and enjoying in that entire day-long process there. We had some interesting news came out before that 4th of July event. Obviously, we always watch what the bond prices are doing, the mortgage-backed securities, and what is happening with the mortgage bonds. We're always watching that one for you to see what's going on there. How we can make some money with that is obviously what we like to do. How do we make money? What is the market doing? I'm sharing with folks right now, the big thing in the markets is make sure you've got all of your debts consolidated. We've talked about this many, many times in the past, and I still have people that are contacting me saying, you know something, Ron, how do you go from a 3.5% mortgage rate to a 5% mortgage rate and cut your household payments down by $1,000 a month? Well, we went through that entire scenario, I think last week or the week before, so we could show you how to do that. But the bottom line to it is what you're doing is you're wanting to make sure that your mortgage rate doesn't necessarily matter. And I had a business owner that I've been chatting with quite a bit lately, and it's been very, very challenging for him. I guess challenging would be the right word. It's been challenging for him to come up with the or get a grasp on the concept that you can increase your interest rates, that getting the lowest interest rate is not always in your best interest. So how do we go and demonstrate that to somebody, that getting the best interest rate is not necessarily in their best interest? He's a business owner. So he's saying, Ron, you know, how do I, you're telling me that it's going to cost me 6% for this new loan, and the market is significantly less than that, and you're telling me this is a good deal. Why? Well, here's the issue, and here's the concept that we're trying to get out to the world, especially business owners. When you want to go out for dinner tonight, you wherever your favorite restaurant is, and I don't care whether your favorite restaurant is Applebee's or Reunion, Ruth Chris, Mastro's, any of them, whatever your favorite restaurant is, go in there and tell them you've got a 3.5% interest rate and see how much they're willing to give you to eat. And I suggest they probably will not give you a darn thing. They're not going to give you anything to eat because of your interest rate. Now, you tell them you've got a $100 bill or $200 bills or $300, $400 bills, whatever the number is, and they will give you food. They will give you a nice meal, a nice experience. Save $1,000 a month on your mortgage by increasing the interest rate, and they'll give you as much food as you want for obviously up to $1,000 worth. Right? They don't care about your interest rate. It's more important. Now, why is it that business owners are going for the higher interest rate? Well, they hire great accountants. The job of their accountant is to get them the take every possible deduction that they are legally allowed on their taxes. So this particular client has good income, but he's able to write off a tremendous amount on his taxes. When he writes off on his taxes, his documentable income goes down for lending purposes. So from a traditional loan standpoint, he didn't qualify to get a traditional loan. But when we look at what his business does, when we look at other opportunities, other methods of getting him a loan, he's very, very well qualified, because there is a difference between what some loan programs look at and what his tax statement shows. Very similar. When I shared with him, I said it's very common for companies to have a financial accounting set of books and a tax accounting set of books. They're not necessarily the same thing. So when they look at their financial accounting, their books look really, really good. When they look at their tax accounting, they look like they don't make any money, which is fine. Who cares? They can still pay that off. They're taking the deductions that they're allowed by law. So we need to get back and bring those numbers back to what the financial accounting numbers look like. And when we bring them back to financial accounting, well, then they qualify. But still, the federal government looks, wants tax returns. Well, the tax returns in certain programs are irrelevant. So if he increased his income by an extra $200,000 a year by not taking all of the legitimate tax deductions that he was allowed, he'd end up paying probably $80,000 in taxes. Or he could increase his interest rate by 2% and pay, you know, maybe $3,000 extra in deductible interest in his case. So he's getting a further deduction off of his taxes with the deductible interest. He's paying an extra $3,000 in interest. We don't ever want to pay more than we have to, but saving $80,000 in taxes. $80,000 minus $3,000, that's $77,000 ahead. By understanding how these programs work, understanding that you just don't go online and say, well, you don't qualify, sorry. Doesn't work that way. That's not what we want you to be doing. That's why we constantly are promoting the idea of sound advice. You can't go online. Now, speaking of going online, did you notice that Purple Bricks has decided to leave the United States? We could have told you that was coming long ago. We told you about them.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it's a model that doesn't work. People need professional guidance when they're dealing with the largest investment, the largest liability that they might ever see in their lifetime. Thus, Purple Bricks, they got the bricks. Someone threw it at them. They are gone. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, 7 common credit myths debunked. What's going on in the mortgage market? Now's the time to move up and upgrade your current home. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. You just need to reach out. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will give you the information that you need to make sure you can make an educated decision. So let's take a look and see what the markets are doing. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 140 points. NASDAQ down 77. We're going to look at the S&P 500. That's down 17.33. Now it's down 18.21. Looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury, down to 2.03 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Mortgage-backed securities up 5 basis points. We'll chat about that. So here's the reasons. Now, you always look at that and you say, okay, well, that's good news. I mean, you can find all that stuff out there on Google.com. Ron, what do we need to listen to you for to get this kind of information? That's all the basic stuff. So what is happening? What is driving the market? Well, pretty interesting week last week is what we saw. But on Friday, as we suggested to you, that we don't see a whole lot of people in the markets actually trading. They've gone for the weekend. Hope you did as well. But stocks lower, mortgage bonds are higher so far, gaining back much of their losses from Friday. So they saw a lot of volatility there, as we suggested. Relatively quiet economic news day. But hey, it's a busy, busy week with the Federal Reserve in focus. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will be speaking on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Get the Fed minutes from the June 19th Fed meeting on Wednesday. That's usually not a good sign for the mortgage bonds. Additionally, the Consumer Price Index report released on Thursday, 10 and 30-year auctions on Wednesday and Thursday, respectively. We've got the National Foundation of the Small Business Optimism Index. Tuesday, mortgage applications. Wednesday, Thursday, Consumer Price Index, jobless claims. Friday is the Producer Price Index. Housing Wire published an article that says that more than 8.2 million borrowers can now benefit from refinancing their mortgages, according to Black Knight Financial. This is 1.5 million more than before the recent rate drop, and the biggest number in almost 3 years. There are now almost 4.5 times more refinance candidates than there were in November 2018 of the 8.2 million mortgages that can benefit. 35% of them were originated in 2018. What is that telling you? If you got your mortgage in 2018, there is a good likelihood 1 out of 3 people that got their mortgages in 2018 would benefit from a refinance right now. Benefiting from a refinance right now, 1 out of every 3. I know you say, Ron, that's not me. Hey, you know something? There is a tool that we've been sharing with people on a regular basis that you can get a hold of. We put it in the updates every morning when we set up the radio program. But hey, if you go to MBE, actually, there's a easier tool now that we've just come up with. Let me see if I can find that link for you. I believe it's SLT Home Digest, SLTHomeDigest.com. And you can actually get a report just on your property. It has nothing to do with anybody else's. SLT Home Digest, it'll tell you exactly what your property or the information about your property. If you don't like the information, there are areas in there where you can actually challenge that data and see if you can get the best information about your property. SLT Home Digest, there's a lot of real estate professionals that we work with that are more than happy. I'm not a real estate agent, right? So I work with a number of real estate professionals that we send out. If you have a question on the digest, SLT Home Digest, and you have a question about your property's valuation, we just had one in Yorba Linda on Wednesday that we sent that out to a real estate professional. Let them figure out what the property is worth. They'll give you a call. You can have a discussion with them. Sometimes it's because you're wanting to sell your property. We understand that. Sometimes it's just because you want to know what it's worth. We understand that too. So there are real estate professionals that we send that out to. Let them understand or let them figure out what the property is worth. They're the ones that are these professionals. They're the ones that are on the street every day understanding exactly what the market is doing in your specific neighborhood. We look at a lot of general numbers. I look at areas for our whole coverage map. I look at areas that are national. It doesn't mean anything for your city, your community, your subdivision, your association, your street, your house. That's what the agents do out there. Question this morning, is mortgage debt out of control? The housing crisis of the last decade was partially caused by unhealthy levels of mortgage debt. Homeowners were using their homes as ATMs by refinancing and swapping their equity for cash. When prices started to fall, many homeowners found themselves in a negative equity situation where their mortgage was higher than the value of their home. As a result, they walked away. This caused prices to fall even further. Headlines are again talking about record levels of mortgage debt, making the comparison to the challenges that preceded the housing crash. However, cumulative debt is not an important data point. If we look at the debt as a percentage of disposable personal income, we are at an all-time low. I shared a chart earlier today on our social media channels talking about mortgage debt as a percentage percent of income. Household debt service ratio for mortgages, the percentage of disposable personal income during the housing bubble, it got up to 7.21%. Today, we're actually looking at 4.25%. Total quarterly required mortgage payments divided by the total quarterly disposable personal income. That's how we come up with that number to give you that data. According to a new report from Adam Data Solutions, more than one in four homes with a mortgage have at least 50% equity. The report explains, and I quote, over 14.5 million U.S. properties were equity rich, where the combined estimated amount of loans secured by the property was 50% or less of the property's estimated market value, up by more than 834,000 from a year ago to a new high as far back as data is available. That would be the fourth quarter of 2013, unquote. Bottom line, unlike 2008, homeowners have a comfortable level of mortgage debt and are sitting on massive amounts of home equity. They will not be walking away from their homes if the housing market begins to soften. Why do you think I share with you, let's get our entire household debt structure in line? When you look at 50% equity, right, and you're sitting with $55,000, $60,000 in auto debt, credit card debt, student loan debt, do you understand why we're talking now about increasing your interest rate, paying all of that off? Now, when I shared with you before, I went from a 3.5% interest rate to a 5% interest rate on one listener and saved them $1,000 a month. What do they do with that $1,000 that they've already been spending? Well, you use that to pay down the principal on that new first mortgage. When you do that, now you're cutting down the years from a 30-year mortgage to, I think that case, it came down to about a 21-year payoff. Now, you know me, I am not a big believer in paying off mortgages because there are so many areas that you can make significantly more money than on home interest, right? Think about this. I just looked over the weekend. Ford Motor Company paying about a 5.7% dividend. 5.7%. Now, if you can borrow at 5% or 4% and put the money right into Ford stock. Now, the financial planners will never let you do something like that. They'll tell you that you can't do that because they don't want you to lose money. They don't want you to take money out to put it into a financial investment. I'm not licensed in those areas, so I can tell you what the facts are. I can tell you what the truth is and what is in your best interest. Why would you not want to? Now, from an emotional standpoint, I've shared this with you before. From an emotional standpoint of saying purely emotional, I want to have my house paid off. I can't compete with that. That's emotions. That's your choice, your business, your desire. But if you're looking at the option from just a dollars and cents, wouldn't you want your money to be working for you as hard as you work every day? Doesn't that make sense to you? That's the whole concept here of getting your money working for you. Why not take some of that money out? If you got 50% equity in a $600,000 house, can't you take $120,000 out and buy another piece of property, rent it out, or whatever the amount is needed in order to make that property a cash flow positive property? Again, we talk about those strategies from the financial standpoint. Then we put you in touch with the real estate professionals who also understand the concept. And they go back and they say, okay, this is how we do it. This is what you need. This is what the market value of that property is. This is what the equity position is, what the rent return is on that. Again, that Home Digest that I shared with you earlier, you go to slthomedigest.com, get a free Home Digest. It actually tells you on that particular one what the Airbnb daily rental would be on your specific property. It also has an area where you can follow a specific geographical area for purchasing if you're looking to buy a new property. That'll give you that information as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, now's the time to move up and upgrade your current home. What to expect at your home inspection? Seven common credit myths debunked. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Now's the time to move up and upgrade your current home. Home prices at the top 25% of the price range for a particular area of the country are considered, quote-unquote, premium homes. In today's real estate market, there are deals to be had at the higher end. This is great news for homeowners wanting to upgrade from their current house. Much of the demand for housing over the past couple of years has come from first-time buyers looking for their starter home. Many of the more expensive homes listed for sale have not seen as much interest. According to ILHM's luxury report, this mismatch in demand and inventory of luxury and premium homes has created a buyer's market. For the purpose of the report, a luxury home was defined as one that costs $1 million or more. Quote, a buyer's market indicates that buyers have greater control over the price point. This market type is demonstrated by a substantial number of homes on the market and few sales, suggesting demand for residential properties is slow for that market and or price point, unquote. The authors of the report were quick to point out that current conditions at the higher end of the market are no cause for concern. Quote, while luxury homes may take longer to sell than in previous years, the slower pace, increased inventory levels, and larger differences between list and sold prices represent a normalization of the market, not a downturn, unquote. Luxury can mean different things to different people. To one person, luxury is a secluded home with plenty of property and privacy. To another, it could be a penthouse at the center of a bustling city. Knowing what characteristics mean luxury to you will help you and your agent find what your home dreams are. If you're debating upgrading your current house to a premium or luxury one, now is the time, so give me a call, 800-306-1990. Again, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with a great real estate agent. We'll chat through your scenarios with you to see what makes sense for you. We'll go through and we'll look at that. We'll figure out what makes sense for you. We look at what your qualification is. Are you looking at something that is contingent on selling what you have now? Are you looking at something that you can buy based on where you are? Hey, there are even properties out there. Again, I share this one because it's something that you look at and you just say, what makes sense for you in your situation? What if you can take the equity in your current property without selling the current property and buy the new property? And that makes sense where you have actually two pieces of property and they're both appreciating. Now, think about this one. You've got two pieces of property that you've got a 30% equity in each property. So that means, just for round numbers, we'll say 3-1 or 1-3. You've got a 30% there. 1/3 of it is cash. You can multiply the appreciation by 3. So $100,000 property, you've got 30% equity in it, again, roughly. And we're saying that you can then take that equity and buy another piece of property. Okay, so here's where the way the numbers will work out. That $100,000 appreciating at 5%, you've only put 30% into it. So you've got the $100,000, 30%, $30,000 in the equity side, appreciating at 5%. So you've got 1/6 is your return on your capital. Again, it's just a way of understanding the way to leverage your revenue, leverage your income, leverage the money that you can make on properties. Again, that's a real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Hey, what are the millennials doing, though, being that we've got the move-up buyers? Their demand is for condominiums. When deciding to buy a home, people are presented with many different options. The type of home you buy depends on your needs, budget, and in many cases, the desired maintenance level. For many millennials, their choice has been buying a condominium. According to CoreLogic, last year, about 43% of all condo home purchase mortgage applications were submitted by first-time home buyers. Similarly, the data shows condos were more popular with young home buyers and empty nesters. For instance, 21% of all condo home purchase mortgage applications were submitted by buyers age 18 to 30, compared with just 17% of all single-family home purchase mortgage applications by the same group in 2018. Home prices increasing year over year, it makes sense. Millennials are buying condos instead of a single-family house. As a result, the demand for this type of home has been increasing. Again, I shared a chart on this one. Younger millennials will propel condo demand. What happens when we get an increase in the demand? Yes, you got it right. When the demand goes up, the prices go up. Younger millennials are the largest cohort and are likely to drive much of the condo demand in the coming years. Bottom line, if you are a millennial, if you have a millennial in your household, understand that there are many options available. You may find yourself in a condominium as your first home. If you'd like to determine which type of home fits your needs, again, let's chat about it. We talked about this last week a little bit, about the concept of which type of property is best for you. What makes the most sense for you? Do you know what your needs and wants are? Do you know the difference between must-haves, would like to have, should have, all of those different numbers or concepts? Do you understand what the differences are? Just throwing that out there for you so you can actually get that information. Also saw this article. I thought this was fascinating because we've been talking so much this morning about your debt side of your household balance sheet. Adjustable rate mortgage prepayments are the highest since 2007. That is the ARM, we call it. The adjustable rate mortgage prepayments hit their highest level in 12 years during June, according to new data from Black Knight Incorporated. The company also noted that prepays on 2018 vintage loans were up by more than 300% over the prior 4 months. As of June 27th, Black Knight estimated there were 1.5 million potential refinance candidates in the 2018 vintage alone, matching the total of potential refinance candidates in the 2013 to 2017 vintages combined. Overall, prepayment activity, largely driven by home sales and mortgage finances, has more than doubled over the past 4 months, and Black Knight Data and Analytics President Ben Grabowski is telling that report. It's now at the highest levels we've seen since the fall of 2016, when rates began their steep upward climb. Now, why would there be such a minimal or a diminished demand for the adjustable rate mortgages? Well, it gets kind of technical here, but it has a lot to do with the inverted yield curve. What the heck does that mean? Well, the shorter term rates are higher than the longer term rates. It's a technical phenomenon because you don't see that very often, but that's why you end up getting the adjustable rate mortgages where they're not as valuable. There's not as much benefit to getting that kind of a mortgage when you've got that inverted yield curve. It doesn't make as much sense for people. So why do it? Well, people end up not doing it, and that's where we end up seeing that we get these payoffs. People want to lock into the better rate. If they're going to lock into those better numbers, they're going to pay off the existing mortgage, lock into a number that's for 15, 20, 30 years that is probably similar to what they're paying for that adjustable rate, take that risk off the table. Get rid of that little bit of risk right there. It's much better for individuals. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 7 common credit myths. We'll debunk those. We'll also talk about what to expect from your home inspection. We'll talk about that as well. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey, so so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. If you have a credit report, it is wrong. Credit Sanitizer will help you solve that problem. Jeff Sipes is the one that we talk to all the time. He takes care of the issues. He and his team have a great record over there of helping listeners get their credit scores corrected. It is not an issue of going in and just sending out a letter, a bogus letter, to the bureaus. That doesn't work. Jeff and his team understand the laws. They know what the laws are in getting these things done. So when they use the law, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and others, and they look at your credit report, they can actually come up with information that makes sense for you. When it comes time to credit, there's a lot of information that needs to be considered over time. Factual information has been misinterpreted and culminated into misleading and incorrect info, just like a game of telephone. Errors typically accumulate when facts are constantly being paraphrased, and because of this, credit myths have now evolved. Here are seven of the most common myths that deal with credit. First off, once a delinquent loan or credit card balance is paid off, the item is removed from a credit report. The fact of the matter is negative information such as late payments, collection accounts, and bankruptcies will remain on a person's credit reports for up to 7 years. Certain types of bankruptcies stick around for up to 10 years. Paying off the delinquent account will not remove it from a credit report, but it will update the account to indicate it as paid. And it could even lower your credit score, because what that ends up doing is taking and making it more current. So we'll just throw that out to you. Number two, all credit scores are the same. Most consumers are probably familiar with FICO scoring model, which calculates your score on a scale of 300 to 850. But the truth is there are many other credit score models available to consumers and the lenders who service them. Pulling one or another isn't going to guarantee that you're going to see the same score that the lender does. Many of the scores calculated for and used by lenders are not available to consumers. consumers unaware of the variety of scores may purchase a score believing it is their true score, and when in reality the score that the lenders are seeing is quite different. That this is why it's important to pay more attention to the information on your credit report as opposed to its accompanying score and the risk level that the service you are using to view the information assigns you. The fact is, one of the most common myths about credit scores, FICO, is that if you were to pay or settle collection accounts, your score improves. Yeah, some also believe paying a collection will lead to the removal of the credit collection. We know that neither is true unless the collection agency agrees to delete for payment. Always get this in writing before you give them the money. Number four, the government owns the credit bureaus. That is also false. Credit reporting agencies are not owned by the government, although there are many laws that regulate how they must operate. Number five, checking a credit report will hurt your score. Again, another myth. If consumers access their own credit reports, it does not have any effect on the credit scores. Reviewing a credit report results in what is called a soft pull or soft inquiry, meaning it will only be seen on a personal credit report. When a consumer applies for credit, the lender will review the applicant's credit report and a hard inquiry will be added. Hard inquiries are shown to other lenders because they may represent new debt that does not yet show on a credit report as an account. Hard inquiries can affect credit scores. Everyone should check their reports at least annually. I think much more often. I've shared with you in the past that I use a service called MyFICO.com. MyFICO.com, if you were able to see my phone, you would see that it is on there right now. And I always am able to check my true FICO score. Again, there are a lot of services that are not a legitimate FICO score. I call them a FICO score, Credit Karma. They use a Vantage score. Credit Sesame, they use a Vantage score. They are not the same as a FICO score. Number six, if bills are not paid on time because a consumer believes the bill is incorrect, the consumer cannot be held accountable. That's again false. Here's the fact. If a bill is not paid in a timely manner, the delinquent payment may be reported as late to a credit bureau. If a bill was never received or was incorrect, it's best to contact the provider or company to resolve or discuss the matter prior to the bill becoming past due. Number seven, a divorce does not impact credit scores. Here's the fact. Divorce proceedings don't affect credit reports or credit scores directly. However, the financial issues that are embroiled in the divorce process often involve joint credit accounts, and those very much affect credit history and credit scores. Accounts are reported for each individual associated with that account. So if one spouse is listed as a joint owner, cosigner, or authorized user, he or she must deal with that account prior to the divorce. That means closing the account completely or ensuring that one name is totally removed from the account. Many divorcing couples are confused by the role of the divorce decree. A divorce decree may specify who is responsible for accounts opened during the mortgage, but it does not break the contract with the lenders. If the spouse responsible under the divorce decree is unable or unwilling to pay and the contract has not been changed by the lender, the late payments still will appear on both credit reports and will have negative impact on credit scores for both individuals. Here's the issue right there. The lender, whether it be a mortgage lender or if it is the if it's a credit card company, auto dealer, whatever, they're not interested in what the divorce decree says. Yes, they know that they've got to go after one, but hey, they made a loan to two people. What you're best off doing is talking to the divorce attorney and getting it resolved within the divorce proceedings that we're going to get rid of that debt, that the account is going to be closed. That way, whoever is keeping the relationship with that lender, they can go and get their own account if they want to have a balance transfer. If the lender's willing to do a balance transfer, they're not necessarily going to. But if they're willing to do a balance transfer and they that's agreed upon, hey, then you know something, you're all good there. That's fine. You can have that balance transfer done. But get your name off of that trade line. Get your name off the car note. have the note redrawn completely, have the mortgage redrawn completely, have the credit card closed and redrawn completely. So it's a new account number. Your name does not appear anywhere. And I would highly recommend that if possible, you have that done as part of the demands or the requirements of the divorce. So the divorce is still under the court's jurisdiction until it is completed. Just a thought for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by our friends at Blue Water Credit. Creditsanitizer.com is the website. Blue Water Credit, creditsanitizer.com is where you will find them. What to expect at your home inspection is another topic we get all the time. Once you made an offer and it's accepted, now your next task is to have the home inspected prior to closing. Agents oftentimes make your offer contingent on a clean home inspection. This contingency allows you to renegotiate the price you paid for the home, ask the sellers to cover repairs, or in some cases, to walk away. Your agent can advise you on the best course of action once the report is filed. So, how do you choose an inspector? Well, you just call me at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with a great inspector in your area. Under the sound of my voice, I know several. There's only one in Orange County I recommend. There's another one out in the Coachella Valley I recommend. Give me a call again, 800-306-1990. Your agent will most likely have a short list of inspectors that they have worked with in the past that they can recommend to you. HGTV recommends that you consider the following five areas when choosing the right home inspector for you. Number one, qualifications. Find out what's included in your inspection and if the age or location of your home may warrant specific certifications or specialties. Number two, get sample reports. Ask for a sample inspection report so you can review how thoroughly they will be inspecting your dream home. In most cases, the more detailed the report, the better. Number three, references. Do your homework. Ask for phone numbers and names of past clients who you can call to ask about their experiences. Now, understand that they're going to give you the best of the best, so just know that going in. Number four, memberships. Not all inspectors belong to a national or state association of home inspectors, and membership in one of these groups should not be the only way to evaluate your choice. Membership in one of these organizations often means that continued training and education are provided. Number five, errors and omission insurance. Find out what the liability of the inspector or inspection company is once the inspection is over. The inspector is only human, after all, and it is possible they might have missed something they should have seen. Ask your inspector if it's okay for you to tag along during the inspection. That way, they can point out anything that should be addressed or fixed. Don't be surprised to see your inspector climbing on the roof, crawling around in the attic, and on the floors. The job of the inspector is to protect your investment and find any issues with the home, including but not limited to the roof, plumbing, electrical components, appliances, heating, air conditioning systems, ventilation, windows, the fireplace, chimney, foundation, and a whole lot more. They say ignorance is bliss, but not when investing your hard-earned money into a home of your own. Work with a professional who you can trust to give you the most information possible about your new home so that you can make the most educated decision about your purchase. Again, great information. If you want, I can give you the name of some great inspectors within the sound of my voice. There are a few of them that I like, I've worked with. They've got some great reputations. They've come up with their own software. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.